this is Paperboy, and you're tuned into the Fresh Mix Rap Playlist.
Long live Fresh.
Let's do it again, and just like this time, like you're at a party and everything's crazy.
Hey man, you gotta get up.
What up?
You staying here?
Damn, is you the landlord or something?
Robin season.
Everybody, hey everybody, and welcome back to the Lucky Dog Podcast. This is your host, Elias Roush. Here today, we are talking about season 2 of Atlanta, episode 1 and 2. I have not finished all of season 1 on Atlanta. I'll just say that real quick. I'm just jumping into 2 because it's a great show. And I've not only seen the first couple episodes of first season, but I've also seen a little bit into season 2 as well. I jumped ahead to episode 6 a few days ago and covered an episode called Teddy Perkins. It's kind of a bottle episode with Darius, and I really enjoyed it, and so I wanted to kind of break it down and do a quick review of it. So I just enjoy this show enough that I could just go back and rewatch the whole thing again. So, or what I have missed. So Atlanta, created by Donald Glover, by FX, they've outdone themselves once again. Clearly, season 1 and season 2 have very tonally different feels. Not tonally, but stylistically. They look very different. I still enjoy all of the I'd say it's dry comedy is what it is. You know, it's a lot of, you know, kind of going through the motions and of Earn, played by Donald Glover, and, you know, his crew, the Paperboy and Darius, and this new guy, Tyrese. Is his name Tyrese? Let me see what this guy's name is. Anyways, the whole crew is great. It feels like you're actually hanging out with these guys. So, let me see if I can get this guy's name real quick. Tracy. I said Tyrese. Tracy reminds me so much of Tyrese Gibson. His line delivery and how funny he is. It's great. I'm gonna have to check out his episodes back in if he's in season 1. I have no idea. Because I think I only watched the first 3 episodes of season 1, which is terrible as a podcaster. I'll say that right now. It's like, how are you gonna podcast out of order? But this show feels like it's fluid enough where it gives you just enough where you could honestly hop in anywhere. And that's what we're doing. We're starting with 1 and 2. And first impressions of 1, spoilers ahead, by the way. Amazing. Like I said, it's a cinematic, somewhere between it's like a dramedy. It's a cinematic dramedy that has long story form telling, like a long movie. It feels like a movie just chopped up into small little bits, and I love it. I don't have many complaints about it, except maybe the some of the pacing in it can be a little bit slow, and it's not just like slow with reason. It's slow so that you can kind of digest the scene and understand what's going on around you. But the first episode really introduces you back into the crew again, and brings everyone back into the fold. And my personal favorite part was just when Earn and Darius visit the Alligator Man. And the Alligator Man is played by Cat Williams. And I can't remember the last time I've seen Cat Williams this good. This guy he's a great actor, and we most certainly do not get to see it in enough stuff. Now, we all know he's a comedian. He's been in some crazy news stories. He really sells this role of the Alligator Man. I believe it was a phone call that brought Earn to his house, which tipped him off that the alligator man may or may not be holding someone under the guise of a kidnapping. And he is hilarious in it. And it's worth just for the performance of watching Cat Williams act ridiculous. Just small cinematic flares, details about this show are so important. Even like we're in the Alligator Man's house and or Cat Williams' house, whatever, and they're having a conversation, and the camera is far enough where we can see the them having a conversation in the kitchen, but we're also looking at pictures on the wall, and the pictures on the wall are funny as hell. I mean, he's just making these hilarious, mean-mugging looks, and it's just small things like that that really make this show what it is. Because it feels like, yeah, those pictures actually could be on someone's wall in this house, in this place, in Atlanta. The first episode turned out wonderfully. They had some real heart-to-heart conversations about, you know, one another, and seeing Earn having to hold his gat or whatever that was, the golden pistol, that was hilarious. And having all his buddies shit on him when he got back to the crib. I mean, they were just all macking on him. Just wonderful. One of my favorite shots, besides just seeing those portraits on the wall and kind of, you know, the small details like that, but was just seeing Cat Williams run at the very end while the alligator is being unleashed in the front where the cops are. It was just perfect. It's a perfect way to write that character out if we don't ever need to see him again. So, or if we do need to bring him in. The writing is so sharp on this. It's not only progressive, it's kind of dry like The Office was. It's not like they're telling jokes all the time, you know. They're trying to I don't know about The Office. That's probably a bad comparison, but they both had some dry humor about them, and this one definitely does as well. And it's hilarious. Sometimes it's because they're in grave situations, or sometimes because it's just like a dumb situation, you know. It's one or the other, or somewhere in between. Episode 2 was dope. Like, it started out with like a drug deal going on, and all of a sudden this drug dealer's acting all weird. Look, you can see him like looking in the mirror and stuff like that, and Paperboy's not really thinking that much about it, and then he turns around with a gun, and this is the funniest stick up I have ever seen in my life. Like, this was you want to compare it to like a movie, but it's not, because it's better than that. It's Atlanta. Like, Donald Glover is a genius. I believe that he is the one that wrote this. This episode 2 is called Sportin' Waves. Directed by Hiro Murai, the same director. I guess this guy really directs. Okay, so I think Hiro Murai or Murai. I'm sorry if I'm fucking that up. He's done a lot for Donald Glover, and so he directed episode 2, Sportin' Waves, as well. We'll get back to Sportin' Waves in a minute. But. Alfred is Paperboy's name as well, in case y'all forgot. This is a hilarious stick up by written by Donald Glover, and just the way is everything about it just is hilarious. And the guy keeps apologizing to him. He's like, "Yo, man, I'm sorry. I'll get you back. I'll get you back, man." And it was just, Paperboy is so pissed by that point. He's just like, "Man," it was just like he was not feeling it, and it was so hilarious. I loved it. And to be honest, you can't find this kind of writing or comedy anywhere else. Like, you, it's like these type of situations, and like we've seen this type of we've seen this happen in other movies, but it's never been written to a comedy, and it's never been written to a T and directed amazingly. I mean, it was great. So this episode, they're going into the the new firm, and this is where they they're trying to be, I guess, culturally relevant or something like that. I'm not really sure exactly what the word culturally diverse, I don't know, but Paperboy is not feeling it. Alfred is not feeling it as soon as we get in there. And from the moment we're in there, this guy's like, hey, what up? My name's 35 Savage. Yeah, that's when the first ball dropped. And Paperboy's like, this son of a gun. I mean, he was like so pissed from the beginning. And then he was like, but you can call me 36 Savage. And that was the other ball. Oh my goodness. I was rolling watching their faces. And his interaction just throughout the whole office, he was just like, this is ridiculous. And he could clearly tell what was going on. And you know, Earn was just trying to help. Really, Earn was just trying to help. But throughout it, it was complete dry humor with Earn and Paperboy kind of being somewhat the butt of the joke, but not exactly. They weren't exactly the butt of the joke. It was the company that was the butt of the joke, because they were not having it with it. But at times, like, Donald Glover would be spectating a meeting from the outside, and the camera would be on the outside. So yeah, I love this entire scene where the whole office is watching Earn, and they just turn around, and everyone just, oh, like, stops and stares, just to stare at him. And then when he's turning around, and they go back to their work and stuff like that. It's remarkably done, beautifully shot, and I just really enjoyed it. I thought the detail of, like I said in the last episode, the detail of the portraits are really eye-catching. Eye-catching. And so is the art in this episode. Episode 2 has really just cool direction with cool art direction with the compositions and the different types of colors that are popping in and out of the scenes. I just really liked how it was shot. It kind of reminded me of like a small, not, I know Apple is probably looks way better than that. It looks, you know, Amazon, they have billions of dollars. This is like a very small, minuscule company, but they kind of are designed like a small tech company or something like that. I think the new guy, Terry, I think this guy is hilarious. This, he's always cheating on Earn. I mean, he's cheating on everybody, and he's rocking the waves for his new job interview, and he is just not feeling not feeling his current hair, so he's gotta get freshened up. The guys even talk about going to get pedicures or something like that, and I was like, this is extremely progressive for this type of show, and it just, the level of self-awareness is very not shocking, but it's great. It's all in a good it's all for the betterment of the show. So the majority of the episode, Earn and Paperboy are going back and forth from different drugs, different drug dealers, and trying to get a new guy. And they always find something just slightly wrong with them. Some of them are taking pictures of Paperboy. Some of them are doing this. Some are doing that. It's pretty hilarious. And just Paperboy's reaction is always priceless, in my opinion. And you know, Earn's always trying to play it cool. When he finally gets one of the drug dealers he really likes, one that's not taking too many photos of him and not doing, acting like a fool, this guy gets in a group chat with Paperboy once he gets his number and gives his Paperboy's number to his girlfriend. And yeah, so it's kind of Paperboy just says fuck it and he throws his phone out the window, which I don't know if that would have done that, you know, but I mean, I guess this guy's got the stacks, you know, coming out the wazoo. But if he's throwing his phone, why not just block? I don't know, because everyone has his phone number now or something. I don't know. That was probably my biggest gripe about the show, that he has enough money to just throw out his phone and say fuck it. I don't know if that was true though. Toward the end, I thought the commercial with the rival of Paperboy was really smartly edited, and it was not just edited but placed. One, it was product placement. Two, I'm sure Donald Glover wrote most of that. And three, I kind of liked, you know, the beat was kind of catchy, you know, I don't remember how the beat went, but it wasn't bad. And so I liked it. I hope we get Paperboy or somebody on there. I wonder if we'll eventually find out that, Paperboy and Earn start rapping or something like that. Like that's the key, or that they've been missing, that maybe Earn's the soul that they need in the beats. So I'm excited to check out some more Atlanta. Check out our Teddy Perkins episode has already been recorded if you're interested. It's kind of a bottle episode featuring Darius. I won't say too much about that, but it's an incredible episode. I'll probably do a little bit more recapping on the rest of season 2 of Atlanta, and I hope to see y'all soon. We have tons of listeners all over the place, worldwide. It seems that Canada is really loving us. Let me pull up this worldwide map we have going on. We have the UK, we have Jamaica, we have Poland, we have India, we have France, we have Germany, we have Greece, we have Barbados, Egypt, New Zealand, Chile, Filipinos, Ireland, Spaniards, we got them all. Republic of Moldavia, we got them all. Join us with the Lucky Dog Podcast. We have Twitter. Find out all of our new podcasts coming out. Subscribe. Get all the freshest, newest, latest, best of media. All the good stuff. We have tons of recommendations. You know, we try to give tons of content recommendations, mostly media related. We also have a quick money management skills podcast as well, if you're interested in that. Featuring our financial correspondent Haytham Hammam, that's coming out next Monday. So check those out with Money Mondays. And thank you for listening. We couldn't do this without your support. Please rate, share, subscribe. Add us, Lucky Dog Podcast. Email us, theluckydogpodcast@gmail.com. Hey,
yo, man, you just take a picture of me.
Gap in the clouds and the sun comes out.
Paperboy in the house.
You're gonna get us robbed.